This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Tyson Foods says it will reduce injuries and raise wages at its poultry processing plants. Starting this year, the company said it will aim for a 15% annual reduction in injuries. The company said it will also expand training programs to educate workers on musculoskeletal injuries often caused by repetitive motions and to better inform them of their rights under OSHA to report injuries. Tyson will pilot wage increases at two plants, offering workers between $14 and $15 per hour. The FCC has announced a plan to overturn the concept of the internet as a public utility, allowing telecoms providing broadband to essentially police themselves. ESPN has lost more than 10 million subscribers over the past several years. Color of Corruption was launched by one of Brazil's most popular consumer complaint sites, Reclame Aqui, or Complain Here, which says 600,000 people check it every day. They use a Google Chrome plugin that paints a vivid purple band over the name of any senior politician facing any kind of investigation. A click then reveals legal processes the politician is facing. We need this. New compliance regulations are forcing UK registered firms to provide detailed information on how they pay their suppliers as regulators seek to address late payment practices that are becoming more prevalent in that country. New rules require companies to detail twice a year how they pay their suppliers, how long it takes, and how often the money is delayed. Pentagon is now investigating payments made by the Russians to former general and recent NSA resigned National Security Council Chief Michael Flynn. Renting bicycles without docking stations using smartphone apps is sweeping China. Ofo has 2.5 million bikes in 50 cities. Mobike claims several million as well. Blue GoGo has 500,000 in six Chinese cities. Ofo has also expanded to San Francisco, San Diego, and soon Cambridge, England. Supreme Court justice in Brazil has authorized prosecutors to investigate 8 government ministers, 24 senators, 39 deputies in the lower house of Congress, and 3 state governors on the Odebrecht case, this construction company, where $3.9 billion in bribes may have been paid. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.